Welcome to Dav Yomi Yerushalmi. Shira sponsors Akaras HaTorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Dav Chof in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Aloch Hei in the top of Amud Aleph. Sog the Mishnah, K'toyiris Shel Shachar. In the morning, there was two things happen every single morning. There was a Korban HaTomid that came, and there was the K'toyiris that came. Korban HaTomid is the animal that was nikrav as Korban HaTomid. And there's the K'toyiris, which was the spices, which was put into the inner Mizbeach. When was K'toyiris Shachar brought? What stage? That's the discussion of our Mishnah. K'toyiris Shachar is a krevo bein dam leivor. Meaning, in Korban HaTomid, the Kohen shechted the Korban, took the blood and threw the blood on the Mizbeach. That's called the Zrika. And then there was the next stage, was to take the Evarim, the limbs, and put it on the Mizbech. Between the blood and the limbs, that's when they did K'toyiris, and they put it into the Mizbech Abnimi. Shalbein Arbaim, that was in the morning. What about the Tomit Shalbein Arbaim? There, the order was a little different. There, they first put the limbs on the Mizbech, then they did the K'toyiris, and after that, they brought the wine that came with the Korban HaTomid. Now the Mishnah says another thing. The Kohen Gadol needs to go to the mikvah. If he's old and the water is too cold for him, or he's tenesi, he wasn't old, but the water really disturbed him, they heated up hot water and they added the hot water into the mikvah to make it less cold. The hot water was heated up before Yom Kippur and put into the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara is going to bring the drushes. How do we know the order of what we mentioned regarding Korban HaTomid and the K'toyiris? Says the Gemara, "Ksiv b'Tomid b'Boiker." In the Tomid, it says the word b'Boiker. The Ksiv b'K'toyiris, that's the gears that Abraham brings, b'Boiker, and really maybe you can add b'Boiker, b'Boiker. Because the Pasuk says, the Gabi Korban HaTomid, is the Keres Echot HaSev b'Boiker. Regarding the K'toyiris, it says, "V'Ktiv HaLav HaRoin HaK'toyiris Somim b'Boiker, b'Boiker." So it says b'Boiker, b'Boiker twice. So says the Gemara, Yugdam Dova Shneimar B'Boiker B'Boiker LaDova Shelo Neimar B'Boiker Echad. K'toyiris is B'Boiker twice. That's why it comes before at least one stage in the Tomid that says only B'Boiker once. Me'ato Afil L'Damoy. If so, so K'toyiris should come even before the blood of the Tomid. Umavilo Taseh Gdim B'Maiseh. It says the Kev Sechot Taseh B'Boiker. The word Taseh comes to tell you they have to do something earlier. So we do. The blood of the Tomid comes first. Then comes the K'toyiris, then comes the Evarim of the Tomid. K'toyiris the Gemara, K'siv b'boiker b'tomid, and the Tomid says b'boiker, v'chtiv b'eitzim b'boiker b'boiker. Referring to the wood, also says b'boiker b'boiker twice. Uvir koin aleh eitzim b'boiker b'boiker. Yugdam dova shlemar b'boiker b'boiker, dova shlemar b'boiker. So eitzim that says a double b'boiker should come before the Tomid that says only one time b'boiker. Says the Gemara, man and kaim. What is the pasuk mechadish to us that the eitzim have to come earlier? Im leivorim, if you want to tell me that they come before the limbs, falu keitzimim, meaning where do you put the limbs on? The limbs have to be burned on what? On the wood. Of course, you have to put the wood first. If not, where are you going to put the limbs? And kinen kaimin afilu damai. The chiddush is that the eitzim have to come before the blood. So the kohen shechs the korban HaTomid. He needs to throw the blood on the mizbeach. The blood doesn't require eitzim. Pasuk tells you, we should arrange the eitzim before they throw the blood. So the Moksib eitzim, b'boiker, b'boiker, v'chsib b'k'toyiris, b'boiker, b'boiker, ein yodeizim, yigdoim, it says b'boiker, b'boiker, b'eitzim, it says b'boiker, b'boiker, b'k'toyiris. Now, which one comes first? So the Moksib, m'machshir is me. Which is the one which was required for the other one? Eitzim, m'chshir is k'toyiris. The eitzim or m'achshir the k'toyiris. Meaning, how do I do k'toyiris? I have to take the k'toyiris with coal that comes from the mizbeach. The coal comes from the wood. So the k'toyiris requires to use the wood. So afhemik demu is the k'toyiris. That's why they should come before the k'toyiris. Says the Gemara, Isachami, come see. Eitzim koid mim is Adam. The wood comes before the blood, because that's what we learn, b'boiker, b'boiker. V'adam koid mim l'k'toyiris. And we said the blood comes before the k'toyiris, because it says taseh, to say it earlier. V'temer hachim. Meaning, why do you need to get to the svar of the eitzim come before the k'toyiris? We just told you that the eitzim have to be before the k'toyiris because we said the order. We said the eitzim come before the zrikas adam, and the zrikas adam comes before the k'toyiris. So eitzim come before the k'toyiris. Why do I need another svar? Says the Gemara, Rav Hilo, lo el shaloi zechiti boi minadim. Not because I don't know the eitzim come before. Mean the way Reb Chaim explains it, I just want to tell you the Eitzim were Mechshire Hektoris. The Eitzim is part of the process Hektoris. Why? What would you think without that? I would say what Mechshire Hektoris, Hechshire Mitzvah Hektoris is the Gecholim. Meaning once the wood is burned. But the actual preparation of the wood, that's not part of the Hechshire Mitzvah. Omar Blazer Mali Oshon. Blazer says what Machshir Torahs is the Mali Oshon, which is the type of grass they used to put in the Torahs to make sure that the smoke came out in a straight line. But maybe the Eitzim is that. That's the Chiddush to tell you should know Eitzim or Machshir Torahs. Reb Chaim discusses here what's the nafkamina. If it's Machshir, he says maybe it will be Legavi Machshava. If one has a bad Machshava that is poisel and kachim when he's doing the wood, does that affect the Torahs? And he discusses it. Says the Gemara, Ne'amar betomid, says in Korban, Atomid ben Arbaim. Now referring to Tomid that comes in the evening. It says ben Arbaim over there. V'nima bektoris ben Arbaim. So bektoris comes also in the evening. So what comes first? So bektoris somach l'neiris. It says bektoris together with adlukas and neiris. V'nima b'neiris me'er v'adboiker. Neiris is the last thing that's done because it says it's going to be me'er v'adboiker. So when it says bektoris together with the neiris, because it says ben abayim with the neiris, the bekteiris that comes later, the dovash shlonei marbo ela ben abayim, which is the tomit. So for me, I know the bekteiris comes after korban tomit. That's what we said in our mishnah. The bekteiris comes after you put the limbs of the tomit. You put it in the morning. You put it before the limbs, and then even you do it after the limbs. Says the Gemara now in Amud Beis, me'ato afilu nesachim. So if so, so maybe you do the Ketores even after the Nesachim, which is stage 3 of Korban HaTomit. Why are we doing only after the Evarim, but not after the Nesachim, as we said in our Mishnah? Umavilo ta'aseh icher b'maiseh. It says ta'aseh ben arabayim. So it means something in the Korban HaTomit needs to be moved a little later. So we do the last stage. Earlier we said that how we know then Tomid, there's a stage that comes earlier in the morning because it says Tasa Boiker. And now we're saying, how do you know that the stage comes later because it says Tasa Ben Arbaim? So does Tasa mean you do it earlier? Or Tasa means you could do it later? All it has to do with the context of the pasuk. Tomid Shachar Bechlal Mucher Hoyo. Tomid Shachar I think would be later because it doesn't say a boiker, as we said earlier. Matom Lo Matase. The word Tase tells you do it earlier, different than what you thought. Tomid Shachar Rabbi Bechlal Mukdem Hoyo. Tomid Shachar Rabbi I would think would be earlier because there it's not written next to the Neiris. Matom Lo Matase Icher Ramayse. So then the word Tase pushes it off. So Zahir gave him a big shvach. You're the son of the Torah. You're a ben Torah because you're able to explain it so clearly. So that's how it comes out to be. There's three stages of Korban HaTomit. You have the Zrikas Adam, you have the put the Ivarim, the limbs, and then there's the Nesachim. In the morning, it says that the Torah comes earlier, but then it says the word Taseh. So stage one of the Tomit comes before the Torah, and then you do the Torah. In the evening, it says Ketores comes later. But then it says Taz that tell you that stage 3 of the Tomid should be the last one coming. So you do the Ketores between stage 2 and stage 3. Ketores the Gemara Tanya of Yudo Ishosos Shabarzo Yimartichim Oysu Mer of Yom Kippur. They used to boil up pieces of metal before Yom Kippur. They put it into the water to make the water cold. Meaning, it really comes to argue in the Mishnah that says they used to put hot water, so they used to put metal. By putting metal into the water, the metal is boiling, you put it into the water, so that's considered to be mechabe. You're extinguishing fire because you're making the metal cold. The Yerushalmi holds that's called kibui. Says the Gemara, Ela Mizber Sove Abudo Shein Ovis Melochas Yom Kippur. You want to tell me according to Abudo? There's no Melochas Yom Kippur. You can't say that. Of course, you have Melochas Yom Kippur. Ela Abudo Veb Shimon Omer Dover Echot. Ela Ma. Abudo holds it's Melochas Shein Tzvicha Legufo. I don't need to extinguish the fire. I don't need to have the metal get cold. I would like the metal to stay hot. So when I do something, I don't actually need the result. It's called Melochas Shein Tzvicha Legufo. Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. Reb Yudah agrees with him. Says the Gemara, Leken Sova Meimah, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shneem Amru Dovah Echot. We said in Masechet Shabbos that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they hold the same thing. Rabbi Yosi holds melacha shein tzuchel guf patur like Rabbi Shimon. According to this, Neymar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, shlosh tamo medavar echad. According to this, we should have said that all three of them hold that way. We don't find such a thing. Elamis v'sov Rabbi Yudah shein told us ha'esh keish. Rabbi Yudah holds that the metal is not considered to be fire because it's only heated up by the fire. It's a toldos ha'esh. So there's no kibui, there's no extinguishing in pieces of metal. For Rabbanon, we're going to argue that say they put water in non-metal. Savin Meimah told us Esh Kesh. They hold it is considered to be Esh. That's why we're not going to put the metal, because it considered to be extinguishing on Yom Kippur. Says the Morvi, Echem Nochamin. Why does Abudu disagree with Rabbanon to give him hot water? Why do you have to put metal? Says the Morvi, Abshua Bar Avyon, Yavsim Mishem, Ravanayni Bar Susai, the time of the Tanya, the reason of this, of this Tanya, which means this of Yudah, Shlo Yoim Remeinu Koin Godol Toivil B'mayim She'uvim B'yom HaKippurim. People see that they put water into the mikveh, they would say, oh, the Koin Godol is not using May mikveh, he's not using water of the mikveh. He's using Mayim She'uvim. He's using water that was drawn, which is not possible mikveh. They're not going to know there was already kosher water in the mikveh, and just add a little water to heat it up. They would think that's the Ikar water. So they will think that Kohen Godol is Tevil Maim Shuvim. Therefore they said, don't put water into the mikvah, just put pieces of metal. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yumo Dav Chof.